All right. As far as the injuries go, it's no different than what I mentioned last night with two fellows with concussions. The guys are just coming in now, so I don't really have any other updates for you there. I feel the same way after watching the tape. It was a game of two halves. The first half probably couldn't have been any worse offensively, for sure. With our 51 total yards and 50 yards in penalties, that's a terrible production. Gave up too many long throws. Field position became a factor and in the first half. Second half, I thought both the pass defense and then the offense tightened it up a little bit, and we were way more productive, 136 yards or something of that sort. And the third quarter, that's good production. But you've got to do that for four quarters, which we haven't accomplished. And so we've got to take what we did there in the third quarter and early part of the Houston game, throughout the good part of the Denver game and so on, and we've got to make sure that we are able to do what we do best and put it out there and do it for four quarters. Time's yours.
Andy, how much personal frustration do you have right now with the situation, with where the team's at right now?
Yeah, well, we're sitting here, we're 1-5. That's real. And we're not playing very well as a football team. So I'm not saying it's frustration. As a coach, you're a problem solver, and I've got to solve the problems and get that done quick here. So I still believe in my locker room. I believe in our coaches. We need to get over this hump here and figure out a way to play better football consistently. And so that's the challenge, and that's the way I approach it.
How do you make sure that that doesn't slip away? That, I mean, you maintain that belief in the locker room. They maintain the belief in what's going on here.
I'm not sure exactly what you mean on that.
I mean, you said that you believe in that locker room. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's obviously.
Yeah, I believe that you know there are ways of solving it that through good hard work consistently, day in and day out, making sure you're studying, doing those things, spending the extra time. And I say this as coaches and players because we're all in this thing together. And then when given opportunities on the field, that you take advantage of those opportunities. So I think those are the real things. Everything else, those are things you can control, and that's what's real. So you start there, and you create your own breaks. That's how you go about it, by taking advantage of those opportunities.
Penalties, you said yesterday, were too many of them. I'm just curious, though, if your guys are going hard and they're competing, is that something you can really control? Maybe some of them are, but is that, how do you eliminate those?
Yeah, well, listen, there. I told you last night that, or yesterday afternoon, that I thought the guys played hard. I mean, that's not – that I don't think is the issue right now. But at the same time, with penalties, it comes down to being disciplined within that, whether it's a holding call. You can't tug on jerseys. I mean, they're going to get you. And whether it's offensively or defensively, we had both, right? We had PIs, we had holding calls. So you've got to move your feet. You got to work together so you're not tripping over someone's foot next to you and you're going down and you grab a jersey. These are all things that you can control and work with one another to get better at. And you work at it in practice. So is there going to be a penalty in a game? There might be. You might have a game where there's a penalty, but surely not as many as we had yesterday, and in particular in that first half.
Can you kind of give us just your thoughts on how Sharkandrew did in his first start? some good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's too bad it ended the way that it did. There were some good performances in this game. I mean, there were some positive things in this game. They're going to get overlooked because we didn't win the game. But Shark Henry did some nice things early. We had 24 plays in the first half, so he didn't get to show much there. But I thought as things went on, he did some nice things. He had a couple good blitz pickups. He had a couple good runs. Ran hard, aggressive. He's got to hang on to the football. He learned a lesson. Young guy, right? He's a young kid, so learned a lesson. Whether it's your own guy punching it out or, you know, by not on purpose, obviously, but if your own guy hits it or somebody else hits it, doesn't matter. Got to keep it high and tight.
I remember you said, you know, yesterday that you guys were doing what you were doing offensively. It wasn't as much as what the Vikings were doing. But how much of Charkandrew getting most of the workload was kind of about him being the guy? And how much was it based on you guys trying to attack what Minnesota was trying to do?
Yeah, well, some of it is that the runs that he does best were the things that we thought were best against Minnesota. We narrowed things down the second half, and obviously we were trying to get a little juice going there that we didn't have the first half, and we were able to get that. A lot of that, you know, I thought our offensive line settled down a little bit that third quarter. We didn't have quite as many issues there.
How would you assess Alex Smith's play to this point in the season?
Yeah, I think Alex has done some good things. I think it's playing that position, you're always going to keep working to get yourself better, which he'll do. I mean, that's the way he's wired. Listen, I think he's taken a lot of hits, too many hits. And I've got to make sure that I take care of that part. It's hard to play that position and do that and survive throughout the year. And but you know, he pushed himself through. He got the guys around him playing better that third quarter and third and fourth quarter. And you know, I thought he did a pretty good job there. We just got to be more consistent. We've got to start faster is what we need to do all the way around.
The hits can affect the guy physically, obviously, as you just mentioned. I mean, you want to keep him healthy, but, I mean, can that take a toll on somebody psychologically too?
Well, you see that early in games in the National Football League. I mean, we all say it as head coaches to your team. I mean, make sure you get to the quarterback early. You get the quarterback early, 99% of these guys, takes toll on. So, and so as an offensive line, that's your challenge, is to, you know, knuckle up there and tighten it up and, you know, play good physical football at that time. You know, we got to do a better job there. I mean, it all starts up front in my eyes, on both sides of the ball.
Ramik Wilson seems to work through something there in the middle of the game, came back. Just how do you assess his play?
He got rolled up a little bit on his leg and was able to get back in. Tough kid. I thought he played actually pretty well. Alan Bailey. I mean, some of these guys are going to get, like I said, overlooked. Albert Wilson came in and gave us a little juice. So those things are going to get overlooked here. But Ramik had some real positive downs for us.
Also, Peters with the interception after he jogged up the sideline and handed you the ball. Just, how did you take that? What did you think he was trying to do there?
Yeah, well, you know, he's a young guy, so as long as – and he hears me say it to him all the time, you just stay aggressive, man. Something good's going to happen. And if you really study that play, that was a heck of a play now. I mean, it was a crossing route coming from the other side. And he held his guy off and had vision back to that and had the instincts enough to an awareness to take care of it. It was a big-time play. So I took it as if, you know, just that, you know, he knew I was there with him. And he said, here, go try to score a touchdown now. So that's what we needed to do with it.
Coach, at the end of the preseason, you told us you thought you had a good team. You still think that way?
Yeah, I still believe that. I mean, we got to do it, though. I mean, that's it's one thing to say it; it's another thing to do it. And so, until we do that, it's all It's all words, and that doesn't mean anything. So,
is it most perplexing to a coach when you see your team, as you said, has moments? Sometimes it's first half, sometimes second half, where things come together, and then there's other halves where they're lucky to get two sticks to rub.
Yeah, no, that's the part that you go back and you analyze. In particular, in my shoes, you go back and you try to find out the whys and figure those out and get the answers for the guys. So that's my challenge.
Go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry.
No, is that? Does it become obvious when you look at the tape, or does it force you to spend a week being a detective trying to find out what the heck happened?
Well, there have been different things that have taken place, so it's hard to pinpoint one thing. The things I mentioned here were things I think you need to focus on, and the hard work and how you approach the game and the toughness you come out with it and attack mode offensively and defensively and the whole mindset of it. I think that's where you start. And then, again, we do this as coaches too. We're making sure we try to make sure we put the guys in good positions to make plays. And then when and if you're in that position, take advantage of it.
We'll go to Therese and we'll come to you, BB.
Is Jeff Allen 100%? What's keeping him from seeing the field?
Yeah, I think he's pretty close to that. Yeah, and I'll go through. I'm gonna evaluate everything. So, we're still early after the game here.
Just one more thing. You talk to people and they all say, you're kind of a guy with a lot of different skills in your toolkit. I mean, you can coach different things. You've done it before. I'm curious, how tempted are you with some of the various issues you have to say, all right, I'm going to spend more time fixing all this stuff and give up the play call? How tempting is that for you to do when you know you could do it if you spent more time on it, maybe?
Yeah, well, I think I spend a lot of time on it anyways. There are not a lot of wasted hours. Listen, I trust my coaches that they can coach their positions, and I try to keep an eye on all of that on both sides of the ball and special teams, and that's part of my job. But I look at everything. So it's an honest question there.
Last one.
Travis Kelce in the locker room after the game had something on his nose. He seemed to play through something as well. Just what was
happening? Had a laceration on his nose. He played through it. So I think he's going to be okay. I mean,
What's the prognosis for Dontari Poe and Josh Mata this week?
We'll just day by day. We'll see how Dontari does. He seemed to be a little bit ahead of schedule last week. But we'll see how he works out this week, and Maga was making progress, so again, we'll just see how things go.
Just between Ramik and Travis, they seem to be playing through stuff. What does that show the coaches as far as effort and just wanting to be on the field and make plays?
Yeah, I'd tell you that about a lot of the guys. I mean, we're at that part of the season where you're banged up a little bit, and you do that. You push yourself through some of these little nagging things that take place. This is a tough guy sport. I mean, no matter how you cut it, it's a physical sport. And so, but these guys push through and do what they need to do to get themselves out there to play.
All right.